Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and check us out on Instagram, instagram.com/radiodetectives. Today's program is brought to you in part by the financial support of our listener. You can support the show on a one-time basis, support.greatdetectives.net. Thank you to Stuart for supporting that way. You can also become one of our ongoing Patreon supporters for as little as $2 per month at patreon.greatdetectives.net. And welcome aboard to Double Tappin' Hillbilly at the Chief of Detectives level of $30 or more per month. Again, thank you so much for your support. Well, now it is time for this week's episode of The Man Called X. Original air date, July 13th, 1951, and the title is Flying Trip to Indonesia.
Now we present Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X. The Friday night feature on NBC's five-show festival of comedy, music, mystery, and drama. Brought to you by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. And by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find The Man Called X. It's Frankie Carl at the keyboard, playing one of a medley of hits from his new RCA Victor album, Cocktail Time. In this exciting new album, you'll find 16 of Irving Berlin's best, a selection of songs that are among the greatest hits of the last 30 years. Ask for your album copy of Frankie Carl's Cocktail Time at your record dealers. Listen to it. You'll hear the smooth, danceable Carl flavor as he ripples through such romantic melodies as How Deep Is the Ocean, Say It Isn't So, All Alone, and many more Irving Berlin favorites. Yes, hear Frankie Carl's Cocktail Time, a brand new album release by RCA Victor. Under the blazing rays of the equatorial sun, a new nation has been born. The fledgling Republic of Indonesia. Proud and strong, the young nation faces its future with confidence and hope. A confidence and hope shared by the man who leaves the government building at Padang, Sumatra.
Not a chance, Chief. I just got word of it here in Singapore. He was Jim Martin, all right.
Another American oil man. The third one killed in the Republic of Indonesia in the past 2 months.
That's right. And this time it was out-and-out murder. No accident.
What's going on there, Ken? Any ideas?
Chief, do you remember the Darul Makeda?
Darul Makeda? Oh, that World of Freedom outfit.
Yeah.
Sure. They were collaborationists during the war, working with the Japs.
Well, they're at it again, being very patriotic about it. They want all foreigners driven out of Indonesia. And they want all of her oil to be nationalized.
Oh, it begins to sound familiar, Ken. 10 years ago, it was the Japs who wanted Asia for the Asiatics. Now?
Yeah. That nationalizing of oil gag makes a fine excuse to overthrow a government that's working with the Western democracies.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Isn't Jim Martin's company drilling test wells in undeveloped country in the north of Sumatra?
That's right. They're taking all the risk and only asking for a royalty if they manage to tap a new field. That's why the Darul Makeda will do anything to stop those wells from coming in.
How do we keep her from getting away with it, Ken?
I've already got my tickets, Chief. For Padang, Sumatra.
Hello,
blasted idiots! That's not scrap iron you're handling there. Move it easy, easy!
That looks like oil derrick rigging you're unloading.
They ain't sewing machine parts, Mac.
You must be Brad Kelly.
What makes you think so?
They told me up at the office that I'd find you down here, loading equipment for the test well at Akeen.
Who are you, Mac?
My name's Ken Thurston.
That don't mean nothing to me. What's your racket? Come on, spill it.
I want to know what you can tell me about Jim Martin's murder.
Oh, I get it. The company's snoop. Well, you better steer clear, Mac.
Why?
Because Brad Kelly's telling you to, that's why. This outfit's paying me to drill a test well up at Akeen. I got trouble enough without trying to play copper.
Sounds like you don't care who killed Martin.
All I care about is my job. The dough I'm going to get for bringing in a well, you savvy?
Sure. Just like it was back in 39, isn't it, Kelly?
39?
Yep. The year the Russian oil fields at Baku were being modernized.
What does that mean?
They hired some outside help to do the job. One of them was an American oil super by the name of Brad Kelly, remember? Oh, here we go again.
Hello, Mr. Thurston.
All right, Pagon, how much do you want?
Exactly $163.29. How'd you know it? Well, I wanted money.
What else?
And please, Mr. X, besides, you owe it to me.
I what?
Sure. It was pretty expensive for me to follow you here from Singapore, and I couldn't charter the airplane for peanuts, you understand?
What airplane?
Why, the one that's going to fly us to Mr. Kelly's oil well near Akeen, Natch.
You're Thurston, the man who wants me to fly him to the oil fields at Akeen.
That's right, Miss Doohan.
What's your reason for flying up there?
Do you always ask your passengers leading questions?
That's rugged country. The natives are pretty rugged, too. Traveling up there can be dangerous for a man.
But not for a woman, eh?
Thurston, I'll do almost anything to make a dollar.
What makes you think I wouldn't?
Might be a good answer for Zellschmidt, but not for the man called X.
Pagon didn't waste much time, did he, Frederica?
Talks pretty freely for $10.
Was it worth it to you?
Yes. I like to know all about the people I'm flying.
Just idle curiosity?
No. The Daryl Marcada.
Mm-hmm. What's their connection with you?
None, so far. That's the way I want to keep it. You're not satisfied?
Should I be?
You'd be a fool to fly with me if you weren't. Well?
Okay, Frederica, let's go.
Here we are, gentlemen, the Akeen oil field.
Hey, somebody beat us up here.
That red plane on the strip?
Sure. Belongs to that oil man who is the boss around here.
Brad Kelly?
That's the joker, yeah. Him and me are the oldest and dearest of friends.
No wonder it didn't cost him anything to learn that I was the man called X.
Are you kidding? It cost him exactly $10. Oh?
That's what I thought.
Looks like $10 is Pagan's standard fee for treason, Ken.
Treason? Now, what kind of talk is that? I was only trying to see that nothing happens to this oil well. I was only trying to...
Ken.
Yeah. Looks like you got here a little late, Pagan. It's already happened.
Look at that rigging. Look at it. Another 24-hour shutdown. And all because some lousy...
I believe you are forgetting something that is more important, Mr. Kelly.
Yes, Sungo? Like what?
The fact that three men were killed in the nitroglycerin explosion.
What the devil do I care how many lazy natives get their heads blown off? It was their own blasted carelessness.
Was it, Mr. Kelly? Or was it the Darul Makeda?
Now look, Sungo, for the last time I'm telling you to knock off that guff about the Darul Makeda. I don't want to hear it anymore. You get me? Knock it off.
Why? You afraid there's some truth in it?
Thurston, what the devil are you doing here?
We didn't settle anything about Jim Martin's murder at our last meeting, Kelly.
Maybe that's the way I want it. And what I said before still goes. Stay clear of me.
The red Kelly's blowing off steam again, Singa.
So it would appear, Frederica. But someday he will not find his safety valve in words. And then will come the explosion. But we forget our manners. I do not believe this gentleman and I have met.
My name's Ken Thurston.
And I am Sunga Tabara, Mr. Thurston. Allow me to welcome you to our keep.
Thanks, Mr. Tabaran.
Sunga's an oil geologist, Ken.
Oh, working for Kelly?
The Indonesian government has assigned me to aid companies such as this in whatever way that I can.
It must be a pretty rugged assignment. What with Kelly and the explosion, the Darul Makeda.
Oh, you overheard them.
What makes you think they might be behind this nitro explosion?
It was so predicted, Mr. Thurston, by Negara.
Negara?
Yes. A girl who gives dance plays with Wayang. But perhaps you are not familiar with Wayang.
Yeah, they're puppets, aren't they? Used in shadow plays to tell stories about the past.
And about the future, Mr. Thurston. The more superstitious of my people believe that anything the puppets say will come true, even if my people themselves must help bring that truth to realization.
You mean they really believe that nonsense?
Negara's Wayang made two predictions at her shadow dance last night. Both came true today.
What were they, Sunga?
They said that smoke and fire would cover the great iron tower and stop its beating heart.
The nitro explosion.
And the other prediction?
That a great bird of the skies would land here today, carrying with it a devil god. A devil god who would be known by the symbol X.
Hey, I don't get it, Mr. X. What's all this yakety-yak about devil gods and dancers and Darul Marquetas? What's all that got to do with drilling oil wells?
That's what we're here to find out, Pig, huh?
But why monkey around with all this mishmash if you want to know who's throwing wrenches into the oil wells? Just ask me.
You've got it all figured out.
Sure. It's that Sunga Tabaran.
Very interesting.
It's got to be him.
Why?
That's besides the point. Anyway, if it's not him, it's that Kelly joker. Or that gorgeous geranium Frederica. It's a cinch.
I don't know how I could ever get along without you, Pagan.
Thank you.
Oh, but someday I'd like to have a try.
Uh-huh.
Here's our tent. Let's go in. Well.
Huh? What's so well about... well.
Greetings, great one. I bid you welcome. In the name of the holy triad of Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva.
Oh, thanks, baby. We, who?
You must be Negara.
That is so, great one. High priestess of the Wayang. And you are the devil god who have come to battle those whose selfish interests bring only destruction.
What makes you think we're here for that reason, Negara?
It has been so predicted by the Wayang, great one. And whatever is said by the Wayang comes to pass.
Have they told you who these selfish interests are?
It is to be told tonight at a shadow play in the jungle to the north. Be there, and you will see and hear for yourself. Until then, great one.
Sure, baby. Good. Bye. Boy, what a screwless character. Hey, Mr. X?
I doubt it. Here. On this cot.
Hey, what do you know? It's a Charlie McCarthy.
It's a Wayang. The shadow puppet that tells the future.
It is? Hey, that things look like you.
That's right.
Then what is it doing with that... with that? Oh, Mr. X.
Yeah. The hilt of a dagger, Pagan. Sticking out of his chest.
We will continue with the man called X in just a moment. Now, Act Two of The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall with Leon Belasco as Pagan Zellschmidt. The Man Called X believes that the Daryl Merceda, a subversive organization, is planning to overthrow the Indonesian government under the smokescreen of a cry for nationalization of oil. He's in the wild northern country of Akin, where the success or failure of a test well being drilled by American interests might determine the success or failure of the Daryl Merceda's plans.
What kind of a sucker are you anyway, Sunga? There's no oil here. If you can sell Kelly on the idea of drilling further north on my land, we can all get rich.
I'm afraid, my dear Frederica, that the welfare of Indonesia is a bit more important in my estimation than your personal gain.
Okay, okay. Wave a flag if you want to. But nobody gets anything if you don't hit oil here, and you're not going to.
You sound pretty sure of that, Frederica.
I am sure. Kelly's drilled way below the limit of the other wells on Sumatra. And if that's not enough, ask Sunga what the test borings show.
What do they show?
Actually, very little upon which to base an opinion, Mr. Thurston. We must drill for many more weeks before anything definite can be known.
By that time, my options will be up. I've got to start drilling on that land before then, or I can't hold the leases.
Sounds like Sunga was right. You're more interested in making a dollar than in what happens to Indonesia.
Sure I am. Why not? Nobody gives you anything for nothing in this world.
Well, maybe we shouldn't expect it, Frederica.
All right, Ken. Preach your fancy little homilies. Let Sunga wave his flag. Won't do you or Indonesia any good. You'll never strike oil here.
I still want to know why you're so sure.
Two words, Ken. Daryl Merceda.
I don't get it, Mr. X. The oil well isn't working after the explosion, so why do we have to visit it at this time of night?
It's a perfect time for the Daryl Merceda to make a move.
Huh?
Easy now, we're almost there.
Huh. See? The joint's empty.
Any bets?
Where did that come from?
Somebody working in the rigging.
Oh, that's crazy. What could anyone be doing out here in this dark?
They could be loosening the drill. So it'll fall down the bore.
They could?
It would be weeks, maybe months of fishing for it before they could drill again. Plenty of time to start it. Oh, and finish the revolution. Come on.
You die, devil god! You die!
Yes.
You die, devil god! Die!
All right, Pagan, you can come out from behind that barrel now.
Boy, look at that knife in his hand. Oh, you shot him just in time.
I didn't shoot him.
You didn't? But...
Thanks, Nagara.
Nagara?
I had a presentiment that the Daryl Merceda might strike tonight.
Looks like you were right. Good going.
Hey, what gives with this cookie? She don't talk screwy like she did before.
I told you that was only an act, Pagan.
But she's the one who brought the puppets to the tent. The one dressed like you, with the knife stuck in him.
No, it was not I who brought the wiring there. I found it when I came to the tent to talk with you.
Huh?
It puzzled me because it's apparent we're both fighting the same enemy. The Daryl Merceda.
Then you know they're trying to destroy this well.
Of course. Just as they're attempting to destroy all Indonesia.
Huh?
We'll have to discuss it some other time. Your friends heard the shots.
Yeah. When, Nagara? Where?
I'll let you know. In the meantime, be on guard.
Boy, what a luscious lollipop, huh? And plenty handy with that gun.
I wonder.
Are you kidding? In that dark, with everybody moving, she picks off that guy with a knife just like that.
What if she missed Pagan?
Huh?
She might have been shooting at me.
I suppose you're waiting for me to thank you for last night, Thurston, huh?
The rig is operating again, Kelly. That satisfies me.
Good thing, too. I'd hate to hang for as long as it's going to take me to thank any stooge the company's put on my tail. Just stay out of my hair while I'm on this job.
Ungrateful cuss, isn't
Well.
He's not alone. You won't get any thanks from me either.
I didn't think so.
Oh, why not?
If that drill had fallen, the company might have given up this well. Then you'd have had a chance to sell them on drilling your property.
Why should I go to those lengths when I got an inside track?
Sunga Tabaran?
He made another test boring today. From the look on his face, it wasn't too encouraging. That right, Sunga?
Is what right, Frederick?
The test boring, no good, was it?
No. No, I'm afraid that it was not.
No trace of oil-bearing sand or shale?
None, Mr. Thurston. I am almost convinced I should recommend another site for a test well.
And little Frederica's got just the land for it, hasn't she, darling?
I hate to disappoint you, Frederica, but the answer is no.
What?
There is much more promising land, geologically, to the northeast of Akin.
What kind of dirty double-cross is that? After what you promised me.
I promise you nothing, Frederica.
Don't give me that. If there's another test well, it's going to be on my land.
Kind of a theoretical argument right now, isn't it, Frederica?
Not on your life. There's nothing theoretical about... Hey, wait a minute. What's going on at the well?
The drilling has stopped. That excitement.
Ken, that must mean that there's...
That's right, Frederica. The well's come in. They've hit oil.
You know something, Mr. X? I'm getting tired of wandering around this oil well in the middle of the night. Why are we wasting time here now?
Because Brad Kelly's not in his tent.
So what?
So I want to see what he's doing in the tool house.
Hey, that's right. There's a light burning inside there. I wonder what's cooking.
Let's go in and find out.
How do you like that? Joint's empty. Kelly's not here.
Take another look, Pagan. Behind the desk.
Behind the... Mr. X.
Yeah.
But who would want to bump off Kelly? That Daryl Marquette, Arthur?
Would you like to answer that, Sunga?
Sunga?
I do not mind, Mr. Thurston.
Hey, you're pointing the thing at me.
Tell me, how much did you learn during that telephone call you made?
Enough. You're not an official representative of the Indonesian Republic, and you've got your own leases on oil lands northeast of Akin.
A rather complete but hardly incriminating dossier.
I wonder if the Daryl Makeda would agree with you.
What do you mean?
You were being paid to stir up revolution in Indonesia. What you were really after was to steer the test well to your own property, to cash in both ways. I don't think your bosses would like that kind of double cross.
I'll spare you the trouble of telling them. By locking you in this tool house, when the burning oil from the well strikes it, you'll be in no condition to talk to anyone.
Burning oil. But that well is not on fire.
You're quite true, Mr. Zellschmidt. But 15 seconds after I leave here, it will be. Good night, my friend.
Good night. But Mr. Rex, he means it. We're going to burn in here, burn to little pieces. It's no good. We couldn't break down the door with a crowbar if we had a crowbar. Ooh. Ooh.
Maybe we won't need one. Stand back. I think that did it. Come on, let's try it.
Huh? Try what?
The door, you idiot. I fired at the lock. Come on.
Mr. X, you did it. You saved me. That no good Sunga didn't get away with a thing.
Didn't he, Pagan?
Given it to me straight, Zellschmidt?
Sure. It's just like I told you, Miss Dorn. He shoved me away from the tool house and ran inside saying he still had work to do. Oh, poor Mr. X.
Poor Mr. X is right. That tool house is a cinder. It looks like your friend lost all the way around, including his life.
Oh, don't say things like that.
There's no other way to say it. Look at those flames. Hey, the fire.
Huh?
It's going out.
Huh? Yeah, you're right. It is going out. Oh, it's gone. But But what happened?
There's the answer, Zellschmidt. Coming toward us, in the fire suit. He's taking off the helmet now.
Huh? It's him! I'm Mr. Thurston!
So that's the reason he went back into the tool house. To get the suit and the carbon tet equipment.
You bet, yeah. Well, looks like we cleaned up another one, eh, Mr. X?
Not quite, Pig, huh?
But the well's okay again.
Yeah, but there's still Sunga Tabaran.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not so sure you have to worry about him, Ken.
What do you mean?
I ran into the native girl, Negara, just before this shindig started. She brought something for you. Here. Mean anything to you?
Hey, it's another one of those puppet things.
Yeah, a wayang. Dressed just like Sunga was the last time we saw him.
That's right. It is. Could be his twin brother, except that it hasn't got a... Mr. X.
That's right, Pega. It hasn't got a head.
Our star, Mr. Herbert Marshall, will return in just a moment. If you suffer from the pains of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, you should discover what many thousands have known for years, that Anacin brings incredibly fast, effective relief. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Probably at some time you've received an envelope containing Anacin tablets from your physician or dentist. Thousands of people have been introduced to Anacin this way. Try Anacin yourself the next time you suffer from the pains of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. You'll be delighted at how quickly relief can come. Anacin is spelled A-N-A-C-I-N. Your druggist has Anacin in handy boxes of 12 and 30 tablets and economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100 for your medicine cabinet. Ask for Anacin today. Now, here again is our star, Mr. Herbert Marshall.
Thanks for being with us. And my thanks to D.J. Thompson, Piggy Webber, Will Wright, Gerald Moore, and Hans Conried. Next week, Ken gets an invitation to Lyon in France. An invitation to a murder. That's right. And helpful, as always, will be... Correction. Leon Velasco will be there, of course, as Pagan Zellschmidt. Hello, Leon. So join us, won't you, when next I return... As the man called it. Good night.
The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall, is the Friday night feature on NBC's five-show festival of comedy, music, mystery, and drama. Brought to you by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. And by Chesterfield, always milder, better tasting, cooler smoking, plus no unpleasant aftertaste. And by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. The Man Called X is a J. Richard Kennedy production with music by Milton Charles. Tonight's story was written by Sidney Marshall. All characters and incidents on this program are fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. Be sure to hear The Magnificent Montague with Monty Woolley, formerly heard on Friday, now brought to you as a Saturday night feature of NBC's All-Star Festival. And until next week, this is Jack Latham saying good night for The Man Called X. Next, join Roy Shield. Sunday, it's The Symphony on NBC.
Welcome back. Well, that was some weird dialogue from Pagan, where Pagan's like, he looks like a twin. This doll looks like a twin, except for what's missing, the head. You know, I guess that was for emphasis, but nobody would say that. You show me a headless doll of someone I just saw, I'll go, oh, yuck, that headless doll's is dressed like that guy. Not like it could be his twin, except there's no Ed. Also, apparently the price for The Man Called X name has dropped. dropped all the way down to $10. It seems like he was charging more during the CBS days. And I guess, it's like an autograph where there are a lot of copies. You know, there aren't a whole lot of people in most places who know Ken Thurston is the man called X. But apparently Pagan has told so many people in so many different places, he's like, okay, this is maybe a $10 secret at this point. Also, I did chuckle at the part where Ken said he'd like to find a chance to find out what he would do without Pagan. As for the story itself, I thought it was really interesting. There were so many different competing interests, and everybody, in Indonesia was kind of looking out for themselves, but that didn't make everybody guilty. So it was interesting to see Thurston sort through that. All right, well, listener comments and feedback now. We have a new review on the Apple Podcast Store. And this review comes from OTR Crime Fan, who writes, "I'm so happy to have discovered this podcast. Never since the demise of the old-time radio convention have I had so much enjoyment. As a young person, my favorites were Nick Carter, Mr. Keene, and Mr. Chameleon, and Hearthstone of the Death Squad. Although these are not necessarily played on this website, I was a communist for the FBI is, and I'm hooked. Great." Well, thanks for the review. We haven't actually played I Was a Communist for the FBI, but we have actually played the other three. But I appreciate your review, and I never got to go to an old-time radio convention. Most of them kind of went out the first part of the 2010s. The early conventions, like from the 70s and 80s, were things like Friends of Old Time Radio. They actually had so many of the radio stars still alive and coming out and enjoying that there were people who enjoyed their work and just giving them the star treatment. And in some cases, even getting them to go ahead and perform an old-time radio script on stage. And there are interviews and pictures left from the time. I think that, when you started seeing these fold up, there were less stars who were still living, and many of the organizers were getting up there in years. And they still have, nostalgia conventions, which combine a bunch of stuff. But, yeah, the big old-time radio conventions are pretty much by the boards. I have to say that going to them would definitely be on a to-do list. If I got a time machine for an old-time radio vacation, well, thanks for the review. I only hope it was meant for me. Okay, well, now I want to go ahead and thank our Patreon supporter of the day. Thank you to David, Patreon supporter since August of 2017. Currently supporting the program at the Seamus level of $4 or more per month. And that will do it for today. If you are enjoying this on YouTube, be sure to like the video, subscribe to the channel, mark the notification bell. We will be back next Wednesday with another episode of The Man Called X. But coming up tomorrow, it's time for Philo Vance, where...
Well, Dr. Kent, here's where you get your medal.
Yes, Lloyd, I know.
You mean you know that I'm the one who should be getting it, and that you stole my notes?
Lloyd, be quiet. They'll hear you.
That would be terrible, wouldn't it? For you.
Shh. Lloyd.
Ladies and gentlemen, as president of the International Astronomical Society, it is my privilege to introduce our guest of honor at this banquet, the eminent astronomer... Dr. Humphrey J. Kent. Dr. Kent.
Thank you, Dr. Hall. Ladies and gentlemen, permit me to thank you for this testimonial dinner and for the honor you have paid me in tendering it. It is an occasion for which I am deeply grateful and which I will long remember. I thank you.
Before Dr. Kent returns to his seat, I should like, on behalf of the Society, to present him with this medal. For his long and successful search for the first new planet to be discovered since Dr. Lowell brought to light the planet Pluto. Allow me, Dr. Kent.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much on behalf of my two colleagues and myself. This has been a very great honor. This medal is not very heavy, but it carries a weighty responsibility. I think perhaps I had better sit down.
Quite a speech, Dr. Kent.
Thank you, Lloyd.
For 2 years, you and Diane and I worked together. For 5 years before that, ever since I got out of college, I worked on finding that planet.
Lloyd, we'll talk about this some other time.
Why? Because you're afraid of what I might say? Well, don't worry, I won't expose you. Not here and not now. I'll wait. I waited 7 years to find that planet. Maybe I'll wait just as long to find a way of making you pay for stealing it. Or maybe I'll do it in 1 second. With a bullet.
I hope you'll be with us then. In the meantime, do send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives. And check us out on Instagram, instagram.com/greatdetectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.